The man who authorities say shot and killed three people at an Atlanta courthouse yesterday is still at large, despite an all-night search. A well-known judge, his court reporter, and a sheriff's deputy were killed. A fourth person was wounded and is in critical but stable condition. There is a $60,000 reward for the killer's capture. From Atlanta, Joshua Leves reports.
It took place at about 9 a.m. 33-year-old Brian Nichols was facing a retrial on charges including rape and false imprisonment of his ex-girlfriend. He was being led into the courtroom of Judge Roland Barnes. Nichols is 6'1", about 200 pounds. He was being escorted by one female deputy. Atlanta Deputy Police Chief Alan Dreher said Nichols overwhelmed the deputy and took her handgun.
The deputy sheriff was injured as a result of that struggle. The suspect made his way into the courtroom and held all the persons inside at bay with the handgun. He then shot and killed the judge, shot and killed the court stenographer, and then made good his escape from the courtroom.
Dreher said Nichols then ran down several flights of stairs.
He managed to get outside of the court building where he encountered another deputy sheriff. That encounter resulted in a suspect shooting and killing the deputy sheriff. The suspect made good his escape from the general area, and it appears that he committed several other crimes as he was making good his escape.
Those other crimes included carjackings. Authorities say Nichols took multiple vehicles at gunpoint. One belonged to a reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Don O'Brien.
All of a sudden he pulls the gun and says, "Give me your keys." And I don't give them to him. He said, "Give me the keys or I'll kill you." I get in the keys, he opens the trunk and says, "Get in the trunk." And I said, "No." And he said, "I'm going to shoot you if you don't get in the trunk." And so I start to move away and he hits me with the gun.
O'Brien was injured but is okay. State and federal authorities joined the search for his green Honda Accord, hoping to find Nichols. Late last night, they found the car in the same parking garage where they say it was stolen. They did not find Nichols. Officials acknowledged that before Friday, they had reason to be concerned about Nichols. Atlanta District Attorney Paul Howard said earlier this week, authorities found him hiding two makeshift weapons called shanks in his shoes. He said they were doorknobs filed down to act as knives.
We asked the sheriff's department to increase the security. Now, we don't know exactly what the sheriff did, but we did let them know that we were somewhat concerned about this defendant.
A prosecutor said two more deputies were placed in the courtroom in response to that request. Still, it wasn't enough. And the killings triggered hand-wringing over security at the courthouse. Several attorneys said they have repeatedly complained that security is too lax, but District Attorney Howard insisted it's too soon to make a judgment.
I don't think that at this point that we could say that the Sheriff's Department did something that might have been improper.
He said he believes Nichols knew that this time he would get convicted. His last trial ended in a hung jury. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.